First, let's go to Washington. There's a lot going on there. There's testimony today about bills that would strip military commanders of their role in sexual assault cases. Here's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill calling on the military to do a better job of distinguishing between sex and what she calls assaultive domination and violence.
I want to start with, I think the way you all are reporting has this backwards, because you're mushing them together in the reporting. We need to know how many women and men are being raped and sexually assaulted on an annual basis, and we have no idea right now.
Let's bring in Phil Ewing, defense editor for Politico. Phil, the leader of every branch of the military was there. That's who she was talking to, and it seemed like it was sort of a run-of-the-mill hearing until Senator McCaskill spoke. Tell us more.
That's right. This is something that's been building for a long time in Congress. The Pentagon has been deeply embarrassed by these sexual assault scandals and by a report that came out last month that found that this problem is on the rise. But because Congress has had kind of a piecemeal patchwork approach to this before, there is this reporting problem where if you look at the documents, if you look at the administrative way DOD tracks this problem, you can't really get a clear, cogent picture right off the bat. And that's what Senator McCaskill was so frustrated about.
Well, then there's also the problem of the military commander's roles. We know they could decide whether a case could go to trial. And as we heard in stories that we told, they could overturn decisions in sexual assault cases. So there are seven bills pending. The one drawing the most attention, co-sponsored by the Democrats, Kirsten Gillibrand and Barbara Mikulski. What are they proposing when it comes to the role of commanders?
Well, what they would like to do is take these cases outside of a unit's chain of command altogether. So if you're in an Air Force squadron or an Army squad, right now the commander decides whether to prosecute a case, and it has a lot of ability to decide the outcome, as you mentioned. So in two cases that have drawn the ire of Congress over the past year, senior Air Force generals have voided court-martials for people who were involved in sexual assault cases. What these members of Congress want is to take that power away, and in the case of Senator Gillibrand's bill, to bring in independent prosecutors and have kind of a parallel justice system for these sexual assault cases so that people in the chain of command aren't involved. The military doesn't like that. Commanders say that they want to keep this chain of command intact for all cases because it preserves what they call good order and discipline, and that's kind of the rub today. Everyone agrees this is a problem. What everyone doesn't agree on is how to tackle it.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned military commanders maybe have some concerns about this. Senators, including Jim Imhoff and John Cornyn, do as well. They say taking commanders out of the process could have unintended and bad consequences. But what did military commanders say today about the overall problem?
Well, they're committed to cracking down. They've said again and again to members of Congress that they have no excuses to make, that they will do basically everything and anything they think they can to be more effective at getting this under control. And so, as I said, there isn't anything but unanimity about taking some action, passing bills, changing policies in the Pentagon, et cetera. But the question is what to actually do and how long it'll take before it has a noticeable effect on this problem.
Yeah, that's Phil Ewing, defense editor for Politico. By the way, we have to note seven of the committee members today are women. Is that having an impact, do you think, having more women weighing in on this issue?
It's had a huge impact because they have gotten into a committee that traditionally was dominated by men. And even though no one took this lying down in previous years, they have put a new focus on it, a new national attention, which is why this hearing is taking place and which is why Congress will probably act sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Phil Ewing, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.